Welcome to The Interview Chair. My name is Jimmy Casas and I am your host. Are you an educator who is currently feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, or wondering if you can continue to do this work? Visualize yourself back in the interview chair. You are genuine, sincere, and full of passion. You convinced the group of people that you were the best person for the job and you believed it. That is the real you. Thank you for joining me as I take you back to the interview chair to remind you of why you wanted to become an educator. Welcome to episode 52 of the interview chair, the most important word in school culture, leadership. I continue to be inspired by the response that Culturize, published in 2017, still receives in schools across the country. Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined educators everywhere would still be using my book as a resource to set a standard of what they hope to cultivate in their school communities. A standard where together, teachers and school leaders believe in every student, every day, and are willing to do whatever it takes within reason to create a culture where everyone feels valued and appreciated. Hardly a week passes when an educator or school doesn't reach out to inquire about providing more support for their teachers. Well, now you have an opportunity to continue to culturize your school communities at a deeper level. This summer, I will be hosting a Culturize Institute in Chicago, Illinois, June 12th and 13th. Join me along with Ken Williams, Lavana Roth, Cale Burke, and our team of presenters who I assure you will leave you and your team feeling inspired, energized, and focused to go back to your schools and take your classroom and school culture to the next level. So register today at jimmycasas.com. So let's now get on with today's episode. So a few years ago, I was conducting a workshop on the topic of school leadership when I posed the following question to school administrators who were attending. What do you believe to be the biggest issue facing us today in public education that is resulting in many of our school cultures being labeled as having low morale? Well, the question elicited several responses, including standardized testing, state and federal mandates, a lack of funding and resources, the teacher evaluation system and accountability, the micromanaging going on by school leaders and school boards, teacher shortages and teacher burnout, poverty, poor parenting, and even mental health issues. I wasn't surprised by the responses. Quite frankly, the answers I get generally follow a similar pattern. Standardized testing and state and federal mandates usually lead the way, with funding shortages falling closely behind. I must admit I hesitated when I got to this segment for fear of offending someone, but then again, I believe I owe it to them to try to keep the conversation real. To effect change, we must be honest with one another and ourselves. We must be willing to reflect on our own leadership. So the question was simply a starting place for the tough conversations and honest reflection that I believe needed to happen. You see, I don't believe any items from the list I shared are our biggest pitfalls. It is easy to point to external factors that might be causing our organizations, or more specifically, student and teacher performance, to fall short of expectations. One of the hardest places to look when things aren't going well as we hoped is at ourselves and our own attitudes, our practices, and our skill sets, especially if it means examining the influence we have. When it comes to assessing the culture of our classrooms and schools and the success of our students and staff, there really is only one place to look when we fall short: our own ability to lead effectively, whether it be in the classroom, school, or district offices. I believe that ineffective leadership is the biggest issue facing not only public education, but small businesses and large companies alike. Now look around and you will see schools being labeled as poor performing, along with businesses, including restaurants and retail stores and banks, closing as a result of poor leadership. Now, my intent is not to place blame solely on the shoulders of school and district leaders. I recall speaking to a group of district teachers during a workshop when I shared with them that I believe the biggest issue facing us today in public schools was ineffective leadership. The rousing cheers and applause from the teachers in the audience completely caught me off guard. Now, clearly to them, leadership meant building administration. I shared with them I was talking about all of them as well, collectively, teachers and school leaders alike. I told them that I believed everyone has the capacity to lead, and Everyone is responsible for the culture and climate of the organization. Remember, no one person is responsible for determining your success or failure, but you and no one else but you is responsible for your own morale. When I was a principal, I wanted our teachers and support staff to feel valued and appreciated. I held myself accountable for the successes and failures of my students and staff, always reflecting on what I could have done differently or more effectively to help them feel as though they were experiencing the success they desired. Their failures were my failures. One day, as I was perusing my social media feed, I became involved in an exchange. Yeah, I'll call it that, an exchange, in which I stated that no one went into teaching to be average, and those who had simply lost their way. I then followed the statement with the comment that great leaders can inspire average teachers back to greatness. I recall sharing the sentiment during my interview. Now, I am sure if given a scenario in which a teacher was no longer bringing their best selves to work every day, you would have provided a similar narrative. This is why I continue to encourage all of you, my fellow educators, to go back and imagine yourself back in the interview chair, because not only do I believe the person in the chair is the best version of ourselves, but ultimately it is who we want to be. I remember seeing Rick DeFore in his later stages of his life sharing a keynote at a conference, and I remember sitting in the audience feeling inspired by Rick's words. A reminder again that, well, I believe all of us want to be inspired. Every single one of us. Well, that follow-up piece drew the attention of an acquaintance who I stated I could not have been more wrong. My acquaintance and I obviously had different experiences, which led to a healthy discussion about the power of leadership and the struggles leaders face. My belief that leaders have the power to influence others and draw out the best in them is rooted in personal experience and in the examples I've seen and heard about from others. Through the years, I have watched talented individuals excel at high levels. I have listened and learned from genuine people who inspired me and motivated me to become more than I ever thought possible. Hence the story about Rick. Yes, it was ultimately up to me to take these words and initiate my own actions, but I also know that my desire to move forward in an attempt to push myself towards excellence was ignited by these individuals' words or actions. As someone who prides himself on being able to support others in their quest for personal excellence, it is my choice to believe that leaders can inspire greatness in others. That belief alone does not define a leader's effectiveness. But given the choice, wouldn't you prefer to work for a leader who aspires to make such an impact? I would. After all, don't we expect our teachers to believe that change, growth, and excellence are possible for their students? And if we expect unwavering belief and determination from our staff towards our students, well, shouldn't we model the behaviors and attitudes we want to see? Now, a message about IXL. Over 1 million teachers use IXL in their classrooms every day for one reason. They love it. IXL makes the magic happen in classrooms. Why is IXL so special? Well, IXL is the most widely used online learning and teaching platform for K-12. It empowers schools with a complete curriculum, thousands of instructional resources, robust reporting, and assessment data. IXL saves teachers valuable time with ready-made plans aligned to their standards and textbooks. Built-in engagement tools like custom competitions make learning fun for students. Dr. Trujillo, a district superintendent, says, "For the teacher, IXL opens up the door to be a lot more effective and provide more differentiated instruction. Empower your teachers with the tools and insights they need to enhance instruction, all in one single, easy-to-use platform. Get started today at IXL.com. And now, back to today's episode. The plethora of issues facing education today can burden us and in some cases even paralyze us or tempt us to blame others for our lack of success. You've heard me share in past episodes the dangers of living on the perimeter. The more we stay on the perimeter, the less reflection we're doing on our own behavior, not recognizing the contributions that we make to those things where we do not get the results that we want. Moreover, when we live on the perimeter, our skill sets are not improving. After all, how could they? when it's not us. I recognize that being an effective leader is not simply about being able to inspire others through words or actions. Nothing is that simple, especially when it comes to leadership. However, I became a teacher and a school leader because I wanted to inspire others to join me in the quest to develop the qualities and characteristics of great leaders. Now, perhaps you had similar reasons for moving into the classrooms or school administration. And if our goal is to help others become great leaders in our classrooms, our office buildings, the district level, and our communities, as we seek to continually improve personally, then I think we are on the right path to identifying, addressing, and remedying any shortfalls we have as leaders. More than ever, I am convinced that leadership matters, and it matters a lot. Every one of us has the capacity to lead, and we need our best people to believe that they can lead. The longer we stay in the trenches as leaders, the more we understand that the difference between today and tomorrow is us. It's as simple as that. For those of us who are in leadership roles in schools, it is our responsibility to identify where average exists, and it is our obligation to actually change it, not just manage it. The same is true of teachers who lead their classrooms, athletic coaches who work with student athletes, superintendents who lead our schools, and of course, school boards who oversee our districts. I often say that we're all responsible for the culture and climate of our organizations. Central office, building level leadership, and classroom teachers. We are a system, and each one of us is responsible to cultivate the cultures that we desire across that system. Too often, however, we get stuck in the habit of simply managing a mediocre culture. Challenging the status quo can seem daunting and overwhelming. I get that. I really do. But if we aren't careful, fighting something so entrenched can drain us of our energy, create undue stress, impact our mood, and even negatively affect our mindset. Because of the demands placed on our profession, it can be easy to lose our sense of passion, our sense of purpose, and even our sense of pride. If or when this happens, we run the risk of going from mere management of the school culture to having a negative impact. As leaders, we must remain vigilant that our words and deeds positively add to our school culture rather than negate it. If you are wondering what the most important word is in school culture, well, I'll leave that up to you to decide. As for me, well, based on the title of this episode, I think you know where I stand. My friends, it is time to recalibrate. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you will join me each week as I take you back to the interview chair. Because I know this, that when you sat in that interview chair, that, my friends, was the best version of you. Be sure to check out my website at jimmycostas.com/theinterviewchair for links, resources, and show notes. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @Casas_Jimmy. If you enjoyed today's show from the interview chair, subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast to ensure you never miss an episode.